I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20, and the Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our reading today, St. Paul laments his departure from the Thessalonians. Up to this point in the letter, he'd been giving thanks for them, and then he says, "We were torn away from you." The word here is quite interesting. It literally means to be made orphans of. He saw his separation from the Thessalonians and the pain that it caused as akin to that of the death of parents for a child. He was not merely separated from them, he was made an orphan by that separation. The context here is important. Paul and Silas were on their missionary journey, and they were being beaten and sent from place to place. Paul would recognize ultimately the hand of God in all this. And they ended up in Thessalonica because they had been unjustly beaten in Philippi. But even in Thessalonica, the Jews were stirred up in their jealousy, and they attacked a Christian named Jason and the other brothers. And those brothers, the Christians there, sent Paul and Silas away at night to go to Berea. You can hear echoes of what the separation might have felt like for Paul and the Thessalonians in our beautiful hymn for today. The woes and pains were mutually shared. They bore together the burden of life as well as the burden of a faithful confession of Christ that brings with it suffering and the cross. You can almost hear St. Paul singing with the Thessalonians, "When here our pathways part, we suffer bitter pain. We hope to meet again." This pain of separation plagued Paul's work with many of the congregations he founded. 1 Thessalonians isn't the only letter in which he expresses this frustration, but notice that he doesn't begin with this frustration. Rather, he spends the majority of his letter blessing the Thessalonians for their faithful witness. So also the hymn. Note where it starts, not with the pain of separation, but with the joy of a shared confession. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. The tie that bound St. Paul to the Thessalonians was not merely sentimental feeling. He didn't feel connected to them simply because they helped him escape yet another beating. He was not bound to them by some sort of heritage or any such thing, but it was, in fact, what our hymn writer calls the fellowship of kindred minds. What a great phrase that is, the fellowship of kindred minds. Even though Paul was separated from them in body, yet he remained united to them in kindred minds, that is in heart, that is in the confession of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because what had the Thessalonians received? They have received the teaching of Paul and Silas for what it was, not the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, St. Paul says. This word of God that worked among them as believers, the word of God that worked among them such that Paul remembered their work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in Christ Jesus in his prayers. This is the blessed tie that binds. Not biological heritage, not national pride, not even long-time service in the church, but the word of God. A word that brings faith and works among God's people, a word that changes hearts and moves God's people to work, to the works of faith and the labors of love, and to steadfastness in Christ Jesus our Lord. That tie cannot be broken, because it is the tie that binds us to the nail-scarred hands of Jesus, that enwraps us in arms that have been stretched out to bear the sins of the world. Diane, though not exactly as St. Paul and the Thessalonians, we do have a parting of ways coming before us here. You have for many years served here at the International Center under four different administrations. You served a number of roles. Most long time serving was, which was, the Church Information Center for 27 years. You've received phone calls and shared in the joys and burdens of many folks. You bore the burden of those who here made the good confession, and you often suffered for it, even as you bore the burden of those who called in frustration and suffering, asking for your help. And so whether they called in asking for information or whether they were upset and burdened you with their woes, you provide a sympathizing ear, or in the days of the internet, perhaps a sympathizing eye, to help them find what they sought. I must say, here's a brief aside. When I first heard about this opportunity to preach, I heard that the text was about the grumbling of the Israelites, and we all decided that you knew how to deal with grumbling Israelites from your time here. And yet, in spite of all that grumbling, Diane, you report that you've only had 6 challenging days during your time here. That's amazing to me, and I really still want to know what those 6 days were. And yet, in spite of all this, it was still your joy. It was still your joy to share the tie that binds you or bound you to those who called. That is the joy of the gospel, the joy of Christ and Him crucified. For Paul, his joy and crown of boasting was not in the Thessalonians, not in himself, not in his own work. So also for you, your joy and crown of boasting is not in what you have done over the 33 plus years, but in that those who called to this place got to hear the gospel through your voice, that they got to hear the proclamation of Christ. Know this, dear Diane, that while we share here the parting tear, and we will mourn your departure from this building, we certainly rejoice with this great opportunity you have to share in Christ's mission and in a new way. And of course, we will one day from sorrow, toil, and pain and sin be made free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity. So, for a short time, our pathways will part, though certainly we hope to see you back here again, time or two every now and then. Even if we are separated here in person, we are not separated in heart. For the blessed tie that binds our hearts in Christian love is the fellowship of kindred minds, like to that above. A fellowship of kindred minds rooted in Christ and Him crucified for the sins of the world. In His name,
amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.